Christians in Pakistan need your prayers as the Taliban is promising more attacks. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A ministry on the front lines is about to share updates, and then we'll hear how God's Word is transforming refugee hearts in Africa, and we'll learn the science behind a hug. But first, details are emerging from the deadly Easter blast in Pakistan. At least 49 of the victims were Christ followers, says Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
Our partners and their families are okay, but they're starting to tell the stories of these victims and showing pictures of a newlywed couple, just fairly recently married, and both of them were killed. A young man who worked in a hospital.
But as you pray for the victims' families, would you ask the Lord to also protect the FMI workers in Lahore? It's the capital of Punjab province.
Punjab is Prime Minister Sharif's power base. There has been rumors about how he's negotiated with terrorist leaders to say, you don't touch Punjab, and I will turn a blind eye to some of your activities elsewhere. The leader of the faction that claimed responsibility for this bombing said, Punjab is off the table. We will carry out our agenda wherever.
In North Africa, the search for significance can often lead to a lot of questions. Layla knew that she was missing something, and she wasn't getting the right answers from Muslim extremism or New Age mysticism. Then a Frontiers language worker started working with her, and Layla started listening to Jesus stories, discovering her worth and asking questions. This past Sunday, she celebrated her first Easter. She's a Muslim background believer, and that is really dangerous. Would you be praying? You're listening to Mission Network News. World Missionary Press says the refugee crisis is becoming a permanent situation, but it's probably not the crisis you're thinking of. WMP's Helen Williams.
The refugee crisis in Africa is still existent, even though there's been a lot of focus on the refugee crisis in Europe, which is real and needy. But some of these long-term camps in Africa are still there.
Millions have fled their homes over the years for different reasons: violence, political situations, or need. WMP is supplying pastors with scripture booklets to restore lost hope in these camps.
There are pastors and workers that have been trained and are ready to use this material. They're ready to go out into the villages and into the camps and use the literature to share with people.
With the scripture booklets, pastors are also establishing churches. A shipment of 2 million booklets was recently sent out. Pray for those who receive the word. And also, could you help provide for the next shipment? You'll find links at our website. And finally, in the former communist country of Romania, fear and suspicion are still present and inhibiting the growth of trust and community, even among Christians. In an effort to bring believers together, two local leaders recently invited Life International to train Romanian pastors and health professionals on how to uphold the sanctity of human life.
God brought different church leaders from all kinds of backgrounds together, doctors and healthcare professionals, for this church leadership training. That has never happened before.
Kurt Dillinger, founder of Life International.
The first comment we got was from a doctor who said, I came here to get more information and tools so I could argue the pro-life cause better. But I found God instead. I found the life giver.
And finally, there's been lots of research behind the science of a hug. For Janet Bigger, there was power behind that simple touch. See, Janet was on a mission trip to Peru with Buckner International, and her team visited an orphanage in Cusco. There, she saw 15-year-old Anna and decided to gently hug her. What she didn't know was that it was only Anna's fourth day in the orphanage, and she was frightened and in mourning. God just wanted Anna to know that she was loved, and he used Janet to tell her. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia. For friends and family of the patients, these are extreme tests of faith. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through the valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.